Državni izpitni center, nacionalno preverjanje znanja 2014 iz angleščine. Slušno razumevanje.
Slišali boste dve besedili in ob tem reševali naloge. Vsako besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate prvo nalogo. Prisluhnite prvemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
The school lunch that almost killed me. I'm going to let you in on my little secret. I, Caitlin Annabel Brown, love pea soup. I first tried it by accident. I thought I was in the hamburger line. But when the lunch lady plopped a bowl of lumpy green goo on my tray, I knew I'd taken a wrong turn. Franklin Elementary has a strict get in the right lunch line or live with their results policy. So I panicked. Ralph was standing behind me. He's the nicest, smartest kid in class. He's also the only kid in the history of our school who openly loves pea soup. What's wrong? He asked. I just stared at my bowl of soup. Ralph shrugged, smiled at the lunch lady, and headed towards the tables. In shock, I followed him. What else could I do? Not eat? Miss Pitts, the lunch monitor, would never have allowed that. She roams the cafeteria like a shark, reminding kids to eat their food, or else. I heard she once made a second grader miss break time because he hadn't finished his Brussels sprouts. My fellow students shook their heads at me as I walked by. One boy even plugged his nose. I plopped down next to my best friend Liz. Liz looked at my tray, her eyes twice their usual size. Do you know what's on your plate? She glanced around nervously. Quick, throw it away before Miss Pitt sees you. But it was too late. Well, look at this. Miss Pitt's voice made my stomach do somersaults. Decided to give pea soup a try, huh, Caitlin? She leaned in closer. Go on, then. Taste it. I want to see how you like it. I swallowed hard and looked at Liz. She was no help, covering her face and turning red. Miss Pitts stood still, waiting. Come on, it probably won't kill you. I knew there was no getting out of it. I grabbed my spoon and looked at the mouthful of the slimy green goo. My hand was shaking as I brought it towards my lips. Behind Miss Pitts, Ralph was happily shoveling a spoonful of the sludge into his mouth. As the spoon crossed under my nose, I was surprised that it didn't smell that bad. In fact, it smelled good. I closed my eyes and downed the spoonful in one giant gulp. Everyone stared at me to see what I would do. I had to remind myself to look disgusted by the mush rolling around on my tongue. Because, well, I didn't hate it. I loved it. Since that day, Ralph has become my lunch buddy on pea soup days. We've even added a couple of other brave souls to our table of people who love the green stuff. Liz is not one of them. She tells anyone who will listen, Caitlin has to eat the pea soup. It's doctor's orders. I know better. So does Ralph. I even think Miss Pitts knows my secret. But what can I say? Sometimes you like stuff that's good for you. You just can't help it.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
The school lunch that almost killed me. I'm going to let you in on my little secret. I, Caitlin Annabel Brown, love pea soup. I first tried it by accident. I thought I was in the hamburger line. But when the lunch lady plopped a bowl of lumpy green goo on my tray, I knew I'd taken a wrong turn. Franklin Elementary has a strict get in the right lunch line or live with the results policy. So I panicked. Ralph was standing behind me. He's the nicest, smartest kid in class. He's also the only kid in the history of our school who openly loves pea soup. What's wrong? He asked. I just stared at my bowl of soup. Ralph shrugged, smiled at the lunch lady, and headed towards the tables. In shock, I followed him. What else could I do? Not eat? Miss Pitts, the lunch monitor, would never have allowed that. She roams the cafeteria like a shark, reminding kids to eat their food, or else. I heard she once made a second grader miss break time, because he hadn't finished his Brussels sprouts. My fellow students shook their heads at me as I walked by. One boy even plugged his nose. I plopped down next to my best friend Liz. Liz looked at my tray, her eyes twice their usual size. "Do you know what's on your plate?" She glanced around nervously. "Quick, throw it away before Miss Pitt sees you." But it was too late. "Well, look at this," Miss Pitt's voice made my stomach do somersaults. "Decided to give pea soup a try, huh, Caitlin?" She leaned in closer. "Go on, then. Taste it. I want to see how you like it." I swallowed hard and looked at Liz. She was no help, covering her face and turning red. Miss Pitts stood still, waiting. "Come on, it probably won't kill you." I knew there was no getting out of it. I grabbed my spoon and looked at the mouthful of the slimy green goo. My hand was shaking as I brought it towards my lips. Behind Miss Pitts, Ralph was happily shoveling a spoonful of the sludge into his mouth. As the spoon crossed under my nose, I was surprised that it didn't smell that bad. In fact, it smelled good. I closed my eyes and downed the spoonful in one giant gulp. Everyone stared at me to see what I would do. I had to remind myself to look disgusted by the mush rolling around on my tongue. Because, well, I didn't hate it. I loved it. Since that day, Ralph has become my lunch buddy on pea soup days. We've even added a couple of other brave souls to our table of people who love the green stuff. Liz is not one of them. She tells anyone who will listen, "Caitlin has to eat the pea soup. It's doctor's orders." I know better. So does Ralph. I even think Miss Pitts knows my secret. But what can I say? Sometimes you like stuff that's good for you. You just can't help it.
S tem je zaključena prva naloga. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate drugo nalogo. Prisluhnite drugemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Photographers in Africa. Michael and Christine Dennis Hewitt are wildlife photographers. Their photographs are published all over the world. We are lucky and honored to have Christine in our studio today. She is going to tell us about her work in Africa. Hello, Christine, and welcome to our talk show.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm really glad that I can share my experience with you.
Christine, where do you and your husband work?
Well, Michael and I do have an office in London, but we spend only a little of our time there. We actually work in Africa. Most of our photos are taken in Tanzania and Kenya. We are both professional photographers, and Michael is a vet too.
Christine, how does your day start?
Well, Michael and I get up every morning at 5:30 a.m. We check the area around our tent with a torch before we step outside. You see, hyenas could be prowling around the camp looking for food. We set off at first light.
When do you start photographing?
We're always on the alert. Our cameras are at the ready. Mornings are especially good for our work. This is the time we take the best photos. At dawn, lionesses eat, baboons come down from the trees, and leopards explore their territory.
So you can practically take photographs of animals from sunrise on?
Not quite. The animals are knocked out by the heat and hide from the sun between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. So there is no point trying to take photos. Michael finds shade under a tree, and I prepare lunch. We always check to make sure there are no leopards on the tree first.
What do you do in the evenings?
We set up camp some distance from where animals pass by. Michael plugs our computer into the battery of our camera, and we choose the best photos. Our tent is off the ground, so we are safe inside. I love going to sleep to the sound of laughing hyenas and roaring lions.
How would you describe your work?
Our job can be quite dangerous from time to time. It isn't easy to take good pictures of wild animals. You need to be skillful and be prepared to take risks sometimes. You also need luck. Once, a python suddenly attacked and bit the lens on Michael's camera. Nevertheless, there have been so many unforgettable meetings with the animals, and we have taken so many good photos, that we would never think of doing anything other than photography.
Thank you very much, Christine, for coming into our studio.
Not at all.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Photographers in Africa. Michael and Christine Dennis Hewitt are wildlife photographers. Their photographs are published all over the world. We are lucky and honored to have Christine in our studio today. She is going to tell us about her work in Africa. Hello, Christine, and welcome to our talk show.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm really glad that I can share my experience with you.
Christine, where do you and your husband work?
Well, Michael and I do have an office in London, but we spend only a little of our time there. We actually work in Africa. Most of our photos are taken in Tanzania and Kenya. We are both professional photographers, and Michael is a vet too.
Christine, how does your day start?
Well, Michael and I get up every morning at 5:30 a.m. We check the area around our tent with a torch before we step outside. You see, hyenas could be prowling around the camp looking for food. We set off at first light.
When do you start photographing?
We're always on the alert. Our cameras are at the ready. Mornings are especially good for our work. This is the time we take the best photos. At dawn, lionesses eat, baboons come down from the trees, and leopards explore their territory.
So you can practically take photographs of animals from sunrise on?
Not quite. The animals are knocked out by the heat and hide from the sun between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. So there is no point trying to take photos. Michael finds shade under a tree, and I prepare lunch. We always check to make sure there are no leopards on the tree first.
What do you do in the evenings?
We set up camp some distance from where animals pass by. Michael plugs our computer into the battery of our camera, and we choose the best photos. Our tent is off the ground, so we are safe inside. I love going to sleep to the sound of laughing hyenas and roaring lions.
How would you describe your work?
Our job can be quite dangerous from time to time. It isn't easy to take good pictures of wild animals. You need to be skillful and be prepared to take risks sometimes. You also need luck. Once, a python suddenly attacked and bit the lens on Michael's camera. Nevertheless, there have been so many unforgettable meetings with the animals, and we have taken so many good photos, that we would never think of doing anything other than photography.
Thank you very much, Christine, for coming into our studio.
Not at all.
S tem je zaključena druga naloga. Končano je slušno razumevanje. Zdaj lahko začnete reševati še ostale naloge.